Question 1829. What is the law relating to saying Kaddish from my maternal grandmother? My father, whom I do not converse with, has told me I cannot do this without asking for his forgiveness for something I am not guilty of, and without his permission. I live in London, and my grandmother, of whom I was very fond, died today in Israel. Your kind comments, please. Gregory Warren from London, UK. Okay, our custom is that someone who has both parents does not say Kaddish, a mourner's Kaddish for anyone else, because it's an affront to his parents and also perhaps an ayin hara. And therefore, if the parents give permission, he's allowed to say Kaddish. That's probably what your father is referring to. I assume that you have both parents alive for many years, Mirtz Hashem, and therefore, unless your father permits you, you really shouldn't say Kaddish for your grandmother. However, first of all, I suggest that you find a way of making amends with your father, not necessarily asking forgiveness for something you're not guilty of, but trying to come to an understanding with him because of the mitzvah of honoring your parent. In addition, if you want to do something for your grandmother's memory, it's not necessary to say Kaddish. Sit down and say some Tehillim, some Psalms in her memory, learn some Torah, specifically Mishnayos perhaps in her memory, is as effective, if not more effective, than Kaddish.